It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we're here.
Yes, you are.
We are live.
We
okay.
are here.
Yay.
Okay, yay.
Yeah,
got the got the Wayne Street Market pregame show. And in a little bit, we'll listen to, I talked with Coach Gann an hour or so ago, and we'll hear about that in a minute. Diana, you want to kind of tell us what you know about what we're doing and what St. Mary's has, and which I don't know much about them.
I don't know a whole lot about them. I know they're very athletic, and I don't know. I feel like those teams up north are always a real strong. And,
yes.
We just got to be on our A game.
Yeah.
So.
In years past, the WBL has done pretty well against the MAC, but usually don't win those games. It seems like volleyball and basketball the last couple of years, they're winning a lot of those games.
Yes.
Now. They got a little tired of the little Max guys and gals coming and beating them in sports. So it's a really good game. Those are really good games for us because we're playing a bigger school, teams we don't see very often. Those are good for us with boys and girls in any sport. I think it's good for them. Because they're playing what they know is going to be tough competition, but if they happen to lose, it doesn't mean a thing in their league.
Right.
And same with the MAC, starting to lose a few to the WBL. It's not league games, so it doesn't hurt you. But
right, yeah. You're exactly right. And it looks like they have five seniors, you know, to our two.
Yeah.
So that, you know, they have a little bit of experience under their belt. And I do know that one of their seniors is a four-year, maybe a three-year letter, three or four-year. Yeah. Whitley has played against her. And with her in volleyball, just a nice little athlete. So.
Yeah, they're generally, even when they're not great, they're still good.
Yes.
That's usually us. So far, we're not really good yet this year.
Right.
But we will be by the end of the year.
I think so too.
And Coach Gann and I talk about that a little bit too. But we think by the end of the year, we're going to have a very good team.
Yeah, I think so too. I think there's a lot of potential in there. They just don't know it yet.
Yep.
Sure.
Do you want to hear from Coach Gann here in a minute, or you got some more you want to talk about?
I'm pretty much good.
Let's do that, and then we'll come back after we talk with Coach Gann, and we'll talk about some more stuff till the national anthem goes.
Sounds good.
Coach Gann coming up right after a couple of messages here. Time to get ready for those holiday parties, so don't forget that Wayne Street Market has everything you need. Stop and pick up what you need to make your special recipes, or talk to them about handling any or all of it for you. They have pies, fresh frozen and canned vegetables, potatoes, ham, everything you need to make your holiday dressing, and lots more. And they have plenty of Cooper Farms turkey rolls in stock, both all white meat and mixed white and dark. Also, it's time to order your party trays for your holiday parties. Veggie trays, sandwich trays, cookie trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. Be sure to order a few days ahead. And be sure to grab a couple of their delicious cheese balls every time you're in the store. They're always a great snack. Get to Wayne Street Market for all your holiday supplies. They have everything you need to prepare the big feast this year. Great selection, great prices at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Kids think that a Christmas present has to have a controller, batteries, and involve staring at a TV for hours? Then stop by Hall Brothers and let's prove them wrong. Hall Brothers has a great collection of farm toys. That's toy tractors, combines, skid loaders, pedal tractors, puzzles, play sets, and teddy bears. There's Case IH, Kubota, and International Harvester toys. Also, Hall Brothers has clothes like coats, hats, and sweatshirts for adults. Christmas shop at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
On the Wayne Street Market pregame show with Coach Holly Gann. So, Coach, St. Mary's tonight. What are you thinking? It's a non-league game. What are you thinking we need to do? Are we gonna is winning a big thing, or improving, or both?
Yeah, obviously, winning is always important for us, and you can't take away just the feeling of to win. But defensively, we've been working on just being able to handle their guards. St. Mary's has three pretty good guards, and so we've been really working on communication and defensive positionings and where we need to be and what we feel we have to do in order to get a win tonight. But at the end of the day, you are right. Like, as long as we're getting better at each and every time that we hit the floor, we're heading in the right direction. So even though we don't have the record to show it, these girls are coming to practice every day, learning and working hard and being coachable. And so hopefully today, this is one of those days that it can pay off for us. So we're looking forward to the opportunity to play.
All righty. And I'm thinking also that you have, of course, a couple of seniors and Mara that's played quite a bit, but the rest of your team is very inexperienced. I'm seeing improvement from game to game. I'm thinking by the end of the year, we could be a pretty good team. I know that's what you're aiming for. Are you kind of seeing a lot of hope in that too?
Absolutely. And like I said, I think that driving force starts with those older girls and Mara just being able to be those leaders and more the veterans on the court. But when you really look at minutes, we haven't had a lot of that. So to come in and begin the year thinking that, you know, we're going to be able to win every game, it's probably not the most realistic thing. But like I said, coming back to that, everybody's going to get better every single day. And you're right. It's those small steps that sometimes it's the hardest to see. And just continuously being able to appreciate that process of learning is important, and being able to keep your head above the water, you know, not getting into that, oh, well, we're 1-4, you know, we're awful, but realizing that this is part of learning, and if it was easy, then everybody could do it. But you guys are here every day working hard, and that naturally that you're just going to get better. That's just the way things work. So we're excited, like I said, to have the opportunity again to get to play and be home tonight. So
all righty. Thanks, Coach. We'll be back with the rest of the Wayne Street Market pregame show right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the winter weather rolling in, don't forget to stop by and have your windshield wipers replaced. Also, with the Christmas right around the corner, get that hard-to-buy-for person a gift certificate for a full detail at Hastings Auto. This includes wash, wax, interior shampoo, and your engine degree. Give us a call at 419-375-4617 here at Hastings Auto Sales in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Oh, we're back. I missed the you got 10.
Sorry, Diane. No, you didn't get a this. There's 10 left.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yes. You, did.
Shoot.
You didn't get that. That's
okay.
Completely my fault. Sorry about that.
I was shoving my mouth full of popcorn.
And the popcorn is really good tonight.
It really is.
If you're at home and thinking, wonder if the popcorn's good.
It's good.
Get up here to the gym. It's really good, as always.
It is. It really is. They got something new. It's prepackaged, and I'm telling you what, you can't go wrong. It's delicious.
So. Yep.
Yeah, so if you're needing some corn, come on up and watch some good girls basketball.
Yep. So, got anything to say here in the next minute, second or two, till they get ready to do the national anthem?
I got nothing. I'm just looking forward to a good game and some good competition. So, that's about all I got. So, we're going to take a little break here while we do the national anthem and the starting lineups.
Getting ready for the holidays? Let Wayne Street Market be your one-stop shopping headquarters. Whether it's all the fixings for a big meal or just some snacks for an evening get-together with family and friends, they have what you need. They have Marie Callender and Sara Lee frozen pies, and also several varieties of fresh pies, chips, pretzels, and other snacks, lots of varieties of pop and other soft drinks, and a large selection of beer and wine. And don't forget to grab some of their famous store-made cheese balls and a meat and cheese tray so you're ready when friends stop by. Whatever you need to host a party or take along to someone else's party, make Wayne Street Market your party headquarters. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes. Quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Okay, we're back.
Yeah.
So they're doing the starting lineups, starting for the St. Mary's Rough Riders. They have junior Morgan Hess, senior Kendall Derringer, senior Noe Duran. I know, I can't really see her myself. Junior Cora Rabel, and senior Carson McLaughlin. And as you can hear from behind, or in our ears, you can hear Harold announcing the Fort Recovery Indians. So starting for the Indians, we have Alexis Wendell, Callie Wendell, Grace Guggenbiller, Mara Pearson, and Whitley Rabel. So those are our starting lineups for the night. And if you can, if you were listening, it looks like St. Mary's is starting all juniors and seniors. So a lot of experience on the floor for the St. Mary's Rough Riders. I don't remember seeing these girls play last year, if they were, you know, if they all played varsity last year as well. But again, you know, you got juniors and seniors out there. They're playing together. They're going to be a tough team to beat, I think. So hopefully we've got our A game. What do you think?
I think we do.
Okay.
I think we got this.
Yep, we'll see. I think we got some good coaching under our belts, and I think it's going to be a good little match here.
So jump ball we have at the tip-off, 10-covered tip-off. Whitley Rammel goes up, and she knocks it right on over to Mara Pearson for the winning 10-covered tip-off. Over to Grace Guggenmiller to the left side. Back out to Callie, our guard, Callie. Callie's going to take it all across court to Mara, inside to Grace. Grace is going to go right back out to Mara. And Mara's going to drive and shoot and miss. Good hustle. Getting beat down by the floor. 11 goes up and misses. Mara Pearson down for the rebound. Nice hustle getting down the floor to play defense, and they miss their layup. Callie Wendell for the three, up, and it's no good. Grace Guggenmiller hustles for the rebound but just misses it. Inbounds to the St. Mary's. St. Mary's over for a nice block by Mara Pearson. Three-point shooter, up and no good. Rebound to number 33. Little short pass down to and Alexis does not let her score. And we got a jump ball down at the bottom. Mara Pearson with number 33, Carson McLaughlin. I don't know if I'm saying that right. McLaughlin?
I have no idea. It's St. Mary's name. I couldn't tell you.
Yep. So inbounds play goes to St. Mary's. They're going to try to get it down. Oh, they're going to do a three-point shot again. And that was a long one by number 11, Kendall Behringer. So Indians are going to get pressed right up the top. And they beat the press. Alexis to Whitley. And Whitley up for two. So nice little play by the Indians. An assist by Alexis. So nice job by the Indians to beat the press. Grace Guggenmiller has to take the big girl, and she gets it right over the top of Grace. So nice inbounds play by the St. Mary's Rough Riders, and we're getting pressed right away. Grace Guggenmiller over to Callie Wendell. She turns it over. And nice easy layup. Oh, she misses it. And follow-up, misses it again, gets her own rebound, and gets blocked by, I think, Mara. We're about to find out. So lots of shots missed already. White 2-2.
Yep, it was Mara.
Yep, it was Mara. So foul on Mara. So I thought she had three girls hanging on her, so I wasn't real sure, to be honest with you. So we've got number 5, Morgan Hess at the line for St. Mary's Rough Riders, who lead 5-2, and it goes short. That's why we like them. We don't want them going in.
I want them in.
Yeah. So her second shot. And it's a good thing St. Mary's has had a lot of opportunities. And she misses another short one. Ooh, and the rebound goes down to St. Mary's. Noe is going to drive and shoot and make it right over the top of Whit. Mara to Whitley. To Mara. Mara takes it. And, oh, my goodness. And she gets fouled. Yep, that's what I thought. Yeah, it looked like it was a little bit of a loose ball that could have been a travel, but we got the foul, so we got lucky. Good thing Mara's like got some speed.
Yeah, it seems like these riders like to press full court.
Yes. Yeah, we might see that right the whole game because it looks like they got quite a few.
Yeah.
Whitley drives and just misses it. It gets blocked by somebody. I'm not sure. Ooh. 20 tries to dish it and almost makes it in the basket. She wasn't shooting.
It's like she's aiming
for
the net.
She definitely was not shooting, but so again, Indians being pressured full court here. Mara over to Whitley. Just a little miscommunication with Whitley and Mara. Another turnover by the Indians. And Indians down 2-7. With just a little miscommunication on the inbounds play. Or not so much the inbounds play, but the full court pressure. Mara took off running, and Whitley didn't lead her, I guess.
Seems like they're panicking a little bit, being pressured like this.
Yeah. A nice little play, but the ball goes down to Alexis. I think it's a great rebound. Mara's going to take it and get fouled. Not get fouled, I'm sorry. Whitley gets a turnover, or I guess Whitley gets a steal. And Callie turns it over, trying to get it to Mara. My gosh, this is happening so fast.
Yeah, it's like back and forth.
Yeah, I can't really keep up. So my apologies if I'm struggling. So we got a turnover by the Indians again. Right back, from a turnover from St. Mary's, and then we just go and turn it right over, right back to them. So
St. Mary's is going to inbound the ball very easily and goes to the right, and she's got a little screen. They're keeping it out at the three-point line. And Indians are playing some good defense. Noe out for the three-pointer, and she makes it. Makes the score 10-2 in favor of St. Mary's. Mara to Grace to Whitley to Grace over to Mara, and they could make it across the half court over to Callie. That's the girl we want handling the ball, maybe. And she's going to dribble over to Mara, across court to Alexis, inbounds play to Whitley, and she just misses it. And rebound down to, oh my goodness, rebound down to the Fort Recovery Indians. So it was rebound St. Mary's, and they have this play where they just go. They have somebody that runs, and she missed it, and the Indians came down with the rebound, and now we're going to set up a play here. Over to Mara, down to Whitley. And she turns it over, trying to get it into Grace, just a little smidgen too late. And there's that quick play. And St. Mary's is just going back and forth here. We've got a pick and roll here, not working. Indians are making Whitley Ramble almost gets a steal. I think if she turns her hand around, she gets that steal and takes it
like
the other way.
Yeah,
she did. Yeah. Oh, and this time she gets the foul. Whitley gets the foul. She came in trying to get her make the switch and ended up pulling up, getting a foul. So that's her first, and Madison Guggenbauer is going to come in for Whitley Ramel. Inbounds play. Callie's on number 11 here. Over to the left to Noe. Little pick and roll. Doesn't work. They keep it out the three-point line. And she's going to drive in and just miss it. Rebound goes to Mara. Mara to Alexis. And she turns it over. We're throwing it behind each other. And, you know, you want to go towards the basket. And we keep throwing it behind each other as we're running forward.
It looked like where she was, you know.
Yeah, like, oh, I do have to lead her. It's kind of like a football, like your quarterback. You always want them to lead you. You know, we're not leading them. We need a little football coach in here to help us, maybe.
Kind of just going behind them right now.
Yeah. So St. Mary's with the ball. Alexis makes a great play and causes a turnover. So nice defense by Alexis Wendell. And don't let me screw up last names.
Mara Wendell.
Right.
Or Callie Neekamp.
So again, full court press by St. Mary's, and Holly Gann wants to take time out. So Indians down 10-2. We'll be right back.
Have you tried to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-4255.
Okay, we're back here at Fort Site Fieldhouse. The Indians are taking on the St. Mary's Rough Riders. We got 2 minutes and 35 seconds left to go in this first quarter, K&L Tractors first quarter. Indians are down 10-2. It just can't quite get our offense going.
Oh, not really.
Yeah, I mean, two points on a nice, I think it was an inbound rebound, or not a rebound, but a inbounds play.
I think we're having trouble keeping up with how fast St. Mary's seems to be.
I agree. So ball goes left side to Madison. Over back to the right to Alexis. Alexis really needs to look to probably shoot. I don't know. Over to Callie, to Mara. over to Alexis. They're leaving her wide open for good reason, but let's make them think about it. Mara's going to charge in and try to dish it in, but Grace can't quite get it into her. So, but it goes off of St. Mary's. So Fort Recovery has an inbounds play here. We'll see if we can get two. And Grace Buchenbiller is going to take it out under the basket. And over to Alexis. She's going to drive out to Callie. Callie to the left. Over to Alexis. Back to Mara. To Madison. In the corner. Back out to Mara. To Alexis. To Callie. She's going to drive and give it to Mara. She's going to pop it up and just miss it. Callie Wendell with the rebound. I love her. She's just got a noticeable ball.
She's everywhere.
And she tries to take it. She makes a shot, but doesn't quite make it. Takes the shot, I should say. Oh, nice hustle by Madison Guggenbiller. Ball goes out by the Indians. And Whitley Ramos on check in for Grace Guggenbiller. And inbounds play for the St. Mary's Rough Riders under the basket. So on the floor, we got Madison, Grace, not Grace, Madison, Whitley, Mara, Alexis, and Callie. Inbounds play by St. Mary's goes out to Noe. She's going to dish it over to 20 here. She's going to drive it in. Nice defense on the three-point line. And, ooh, that girl. Oh, and another three-point shot up and no good. Rebound goes down to Whitley Rammel. Nice job by the Indians to over to Alexis, to Whitley. And she just gets killed down at the bottom, but she's just got to be stronger than that, I keep telling her. Rebound goes to St. Mary's. She picks it up and travels. So, again, the Indians try to get it down into Whitley, and she just can't quite make a play out of it with the other big girl with her. And Indians get the ball back. So we're still down 10-2. 1 minute, 3 seconds left to go in this first quarter. Ball goes to Callie, to Whitley. To Callie. Callie's going to drive it in here. Nope, she's just going to pull it back out. Give it to Mara. Over to Callie. She's going to drive it in. Looking to maybe get it to Whitley. Mara, pop, drop, and it goes. Gets us two. Mara Pearson gets us two. So nice driving play by Mara. And then she gets a steal. Nice steal by Mara.
Right place at the right time.
She goes right in and drives it to the basket and gets blocked. And here comes St. Mary's again, and they're going to maybe turn it over. Yep, they're going to turn it over. So St. Mary's, they have a very, very, very fast team. Like, as soon as they get that rebound, they are running. So Indians down 10-4, so we got us two more points this quarter. 25 seconds left to go in this K&L first quarter. Mara over to Madison, to Callie, to Whitley. To my goodness, I didn't see her come in.
Elizabeth. I didn't see her come in either.
Over to Mara.
Seems she came in for Alexis Wendell.
Yeah, she must have get Alexis some legs. Over to Elizabeth. Shoot it. Oh, I don't think they know how much time's on the. So Elizabeth Wendell gets stuck on the corner, can't go get that last second shot. Indians down 10-4 in this K&L first quarter. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, and we're back.
Yep, we're back. Again, 10-4, Indians down. First playing St. Mary's here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse. I don't know. What do you think? What do you think we need to do? I think we're doing okay breaking the press. Yeah. Just maybe one turnover on the press, and they are pressing us full court, like from the get-go. So
I think we really need to just catch up at this point.
Yeah, but just catch up, yeah. Make a few more baskets. Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Cross your fingers, right?
Yep, that's right. So easy inbounds play here for the Indians. Grace over to Mara. We've got Grace, Mara, Alexis Whitley, and Kelly. Over to Alexis, back to Mara, to Grace in the corner, to Callie, back out to Grace, over to Mara. To Grace, up to, thought to Whitley, to Alexis, or to Callie in the corner, out to Mara, to Elizabeth, or I'm sorry,
Alexis,
see? And then Mara drives and gets the ball taken away by McLaughlin. She's a nice little tall player that we've got to be aware of.
Yeah,
she's had
tall.
A couple blocks that, you know, if you're not driving to St. Mary's is out at the three-point line, and Indians are in their face pressure. Little Callie on defense, and she gets right down the center. She gets beat. So 2 points for the St. Mary's.
Right over Whitley's head. Oh,
yep.
Does the splits a little bit.
She gets fouled. She gets fouled. I didn't think they were going to call the foul. So it goes over her head, and she has to run after it. She gets pushed by 20. So foul on St. Mary's. I didn't see her touch her, but we'll take it.
Yeah.
So inbounds play for the Indians. Grace Guggenbiller over to Callie Wendell. Off to the sideline here. Back out to on top to Grace. Back to Mara to Alexis.
Number 11 is on top of her.
Yeah, she is. She is. To Mara, back to Grace. Over to Callie. To Grace. To Whitley. To Alexis. She's going to go and make a beautiful play and just miss it. So the Indians have definitely hustled. They are definitely starting to hustle a lot faster back down the court.
I think they're
driving baskets for number 20 into number 33 for two. An easy two. So, again, full court pressure over, and the Indians break it to Mara, over to Callie, and Callie has to save it, and turnover by the Indians, and foul by Mara Pearson. So, just right now, we just need to take care of the ball. We're not really taking care of the ball, so looks like Kenzie Durkee is going to come in and get some minutes here. So shooting two for St. Mary's is Kendall Derringer. Indians down 14-4 in this all-mechanical second quarter. And we have, like I said, number 11, Kendall Derringer at the Paul Brothers foul line. And Kenzie Gerke in for, going to have to give Mara a seat. That was her second foul. We're just starting this second quarter, so probably not a bad idea to give her a few minutes to get her wheels. So rebound goes to St. Mary's, but Kenzie Gerke with a nose for the ball. She goes in and makes him tied up, but it stays with the St. Mary's Rough Riders. But good hustle by Kenzie.
I can see why they're called Rough Riders now.
Yep, they are rough. So inbound, or nice driving basket by St. Mary's. They just have a nice inbounds play there. So inbounds to Kenzie Gerke, back to Grace, to Whitley. To get just slips right between her fingers. Another turnover by the Indians. And nice play by Grace Guggenbiller. And they turn it. I just don't even know. There's a turnover and then a turnover.
Yeah.
So the Indians get the turnover, but then we turn it over again right back to them. So pick and roll doesn't work. The Indians defense keeps the pick and roll from happening. They keep it out on top. Grace Guggenbiller on defense here. She drives baseline, shoots it out over to 11. She wanted to go three. Now she's just going to make an easy little play and just misses the rebound. And rebound goes to Kenzie Gerke, and she just gets hammered by three people, and we're all three officials are calling a jump ball. So good hustle by Kenzie. Now we're going to let Sage play. Sage Luthold's going to come and play a little bit for Alexis, and let Alexis have some legs here. So Grace into Callie Wendell. And full court pressure, but Callie just takes it.
She says, I'm gone. I see the play, the opening. I'm gone. So nice. Oh, Callie gets the ball stolen from her. They miss it, an easy one. And Whitley Rammel comes down with a rebound. And she's going to dribble the ball down the floor. She says, to heck with this.
Oh.
She turns it over. And they make this lineup. Timeout Indians, 19-4, 4 minutes, 36 seconds left to go in this Fowler Mechanical second quarter. We'll be right back.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All righty, and we're back.
We're back here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Fowler Mechanical second quarter. Indians down 19-4. Just can't seem to get our offense going. Having trouble getting the ball down the floor with this full court pressure. And I think we knew coming in that it was going to be a full game, full court pressure. So we're just trying to figure out a way to not just beat it, but beat it and score, you know. And that's where we're struggling right now. So Indians are taking their full 1 minute. And there goes the timer for the minute. So hoping to see a little bit more aggression here when we get out here.
Yep.
We'll see. Yeah. She took an extra 10, 15 seconds on that timeout. So it looks like somebody came in for Whitley. I think her knee was
It's Amalia.
Yeah,
Amalia Jimenez.
Yep. Amalia, this might be her first shot at
varsity, right?
Varsity, maybe, yeah. And you know what? She's got some wheels and some
pretty good
speed.
Player.
Yeah, she's got some speed. So Grace Guggenmiller breaks the press over to Amalia, to Kenzie. And Kenzie over to Sage. She turns it over. She gives it right to them. And they're going to, on the left side here, and she's going to drive baseline. Uncontested baseline. Nobody stepped in there to maybe take a charge there. That would have been nice. Nice to see. Grace over to Amalia. Just about gets taken away. And then over to Sage. She's going to take it over. And to Amalia. Back to Madison. To Amalia. Over to Sage. Sage's going to drive in, and can't quite get it to, gosh dang, and they make this quick play, and they score two more. Yeah. 23-4, Grace Guggenbauer's going to bring the ball down the floor. We got Whitley Rammel and Mara Pearson coming back on the floor, so Grace is bringing the ball down, and she turns it over. It's like they're just too fast, and
yeah, they just come out of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah, an easy bucket, 25-4 in favor of St. Mary's. Grace Guggenmiller over to
Kenzie Garkin.
Kenzie back to Grace. Yeah, I got sidetracked there for a minute.
Over
could you tell?
A little bit. All right, that's why I'm here.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. I appreciate that. So Kenzie pulls up her dribble, goes into Madison. Madison, no, it's like nobody. There you go, Madison. Good driving shot, but she just misses it. But she drove and shot it. We'll take it.
Yeah,
we'll take it. So 3-point shot by 11 and goes short and over the rebound. That's going to go to the Indians or over the backboard. I'm sorry. So we have Elizabeth, Mara, and Whitley back in for Amalia, Grace,
and Kenzie Garkin.
And Kenzie, yep. I couldn't tell who else was leaving the floor.
Kind of hid behind everyone else.
Yeah, so Elizabeth inbounds play to Mara, to Madison, over to Mara. She's just going to take the ball back. Elizabeth's going to drive it and give it to Whitley. Back to Mara.
Back over to Elizabeth. Keep that ball high, Whitley, is what I want to tell her. Tamara, she gets fouled. Good. Gets fouled. So Mara's going to shoot two. Indians down 25-4 in this Fowler Mechanical second quarter. We've got 2 minutes and 3 seconds to go. Mara Pearson is at the line shooting two. The first one is up and good. And that's her third point of the game.
That's what we like to hear,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah. Yep, we need lots more of those. Lots less turnovers.
More fouls, maybe.
Yep. And Mara makes the second one. Much needed points. And Indians don't no pressure on St. Mary's. St. Mary's and Indians on the defense here. And they're just going to pick and roll until something opens up. Off to the right. She's going to drive, hope to pick. We've got Madison on the big girl.
And Maddie is a tall player.
Yeah, she is a tall player. That girl's like really tall though. Ooh, I thought they were going to do a pick and roll on her. Didn't. Ooh, nice hustle by Sage. Sage calls the ball go out of bounds. She just gets her fingertip on it just to make it go out of bounds. So nice hustle by Sage Lethal. You know, I wondered, she didn't play much JV, so I wondered if she was going to get some varsity time in there.
Yeah.
So inbounds play by the St. Mary's. Off to the right. She's going to drive baseline. Mara says nope. But she dishes it three-pointer, and rebound goes to Sage. And she gives it over to Whitley, and Whitley gives it to Mara, over to Elizabeth, back to Mara, over to Madison, to Mara. She's going to drive to Sage, over to Whitley, to Mara, to Elizabeth, to the left-hand side here. She's going to dribble back out to Whit. At the top here, top of the key, or not, it's way beyond the key, to Whitley. Out to Sage, and she's going to give us two. That's what we need. That was a pretty shot by Sage. And we've got somebody out here shooting three. And nope, she traveled. Yep, I thought so. So into the big girl, but she traveled. I mean, it looked like she took about like a dance, some dance steps.
Yeah.
That was a dance move. If I can see it up here with my knee without my glasses on, he better darn well see it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So inbounds play tomorrow. Down to Whitley. To Elizabeth, or to
Allie.
When did she come back in? I totally missed her. So she gives us two.
Keeps sneaking up on us.
Yes, Indians down 25-10, 15 seconds to go. Then this second quarter, Fowler Mechanical second quarter. So we'll see. Ooh, Callie back in for the steal. And she crosses, dishes, goes up, and gives us two more. Stealing a basket, Callie Wendell.
Ooh,
that was huge at the end of the half. Callie Wendell coming in to save the day at the end of the half. So Indians get some points at the end, down 25-12. I think if we keep playing like this, we might be all right. We just got to keep hustling. So
yeah.
We'll be right back.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Full-time production positions start at $15.25 an hour.
To apply, visit cooperfarmsjobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
So we're back here at the, what is this, halftime?
Yep.
Cooper Farms halftime report or show. Not that we have a whole lot to do for this halftime show, but I will kind of sum up some stats for the Indians. Indians have 9 turnovers to St. Mary's 4, and I think that's the big key to this game right now. They have pressured us full court for the entire game, and I'm not saying that we're struggling so much with the press. It's just the finishing at the end, maybe, that we're struggling with. So as far as stats go, I have Callie Wendell with 4 points, Sage Luthold with 2, Mara Pearson with 4, and Whitley Ramo with 2. Rebound-wise, I mean, it's kind of spread out. I think the one leading us with rebounds is Whitley with 3. That's about all I got for stats as far as anything significant. Like I said, the biggest thing right now is just turnovers. Indians have 9 to their 4. So if we can just take care of the ball, I think I think that'll be the big difference there. So that's about it for my halftime show. So I'm going to take a minute, and we'll be right back.
All right.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit cooperfarmsjobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Tiffany Garkey-McEldowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have 2 convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hey, we're back
here at the... Oh, sorry. I should let you bring us in, right?
No, you're good. You're good.
I'm just taking over. So we're back here at the Portside Fieldhouse. I just want to give a big shout-out to these people at the scoreboard table. You know, I look from right to left, and I think these people volunteer their time to come to every game to do what they love and watch the sport they love. You know, big shout-out to Bob Stogler. He does the book. He's been doing the book for I can't even tell you how many years.
Long time.
He plays our music, and, you know, hands down the best music in any gym, hands down the best music. Harold Philly for his announcing skills. I'll tell you what, it just doesn't get much better than Harold Philly. Cheryl Winning there doing, I think she might actually be doing the book tonight just because Bob is doing this awesome music. Al Post doing the scoreboard. I mean, who would ever want to do scoreboard is beyond me.
Yeah.
And then
Al Post.
To the left of him.
Oh,
yeah.
I can't remember his name.
I know his name, and I just can't think of his name. It's stuck. Byron. Byron.
Right. Yeah,
Jerry.
Yeah.
Jerry. God love all of those guys for coming in, volunteering their time at every game. I mean, it takes a special person to do that. So they don't even have kids out there. They just do it because they love it. So big shout out to that crew there. And we got about 2 minutes left here for the third quarter, and we're going to start up with the Calps Pharmacy third quarter. So we're going to take a little break.
Yep.
All right. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Calp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Toys, and more, Melissa and Doug toys. Calp Pharmacy has gifts for babies, toddlers, and school-age kids, so we can help you cross off a name or two on your Christmas list. Melissa and Doug toys are great for hands-on learning, imagination, and creative fun. So check out the selection of toys Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana have for this Christmas season. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care. Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Calp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Did you know when being dismissed from the hospital, you can choose which pharmacy and medical equipment company services your needs? When you're faced with a choice, choose Calp Pharmacy to deliver your IV medications and medical equipment to you. We're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call 1-800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hey, we're back here.
Okay, we're back. Got about 40 seconds here before we start this Calps Pharmacy third quarter. I really got nothing. It looks like the end of our second quarter, we just started to play a little bit harder and ended up getting like six straight points. So
yeah.
Great hustle by the Indians, and hopefully they can come out and play at that level they were at the end of that second quarter. So we'll see what they do. So starting us, or I guess coming out on the floor, we have Mara, Callie, Grace, Whitley, and Alexis. And the inbounds play is going to be the St. Mary's Rough Riders. So we'll see what the Indians can do here. Mara's going to meet her girl right there at half court. A little pick and roll doesn't... she tries to, but doesn't make it work. Alexis is on her. Whitley gets the foul. Gets fouled. She fouls number 33. So, you know, when you were, you know, you got the ball down at the middle, she gets double teamed. It's got to leave somebody open. And unfortunately, leaves 33 open. Tall McLaughlin. And she gets to shoot two. Her first one is up and good. And that gives Whitley Rammel her second foul, I believe. Yeah, her second foul. So her and Mara both have two. And her second shot is up. And at this Hall Brothers foul line, ball goes down to St. Mary's for the rebound. Oh, easy play. No defense. Easy play. So 28-12. Indians get the ball across the half line here. Mara's going to hold it for a minute, wait on the offense. She's going to pick it up, and Callie's going to take it and drive all the way, almost all the way in, and it gets stolen away.
all the way up to Noe for two. She gets her two. So Grace Guggenbiller over to Mara. To Whitley. Back to Mara. And she's going to bring it across the half the line over to Callie. She's going to get it up quick. And she just misses it. Rebound goes down to St. Mary's. And Mara blocks a, makes a great block shot. She steals it, goes all the way down. And she gets the charge. I'm not sure he could have charged that or called that. And I feel like she was moving the whole time. But Mara was a little bit out of control. I'll give her that. So that's her third foul for Mara.
I believe so.
Yep. So Indians down quick, 30 to 12. Just a few little plays that are killing us on defense. Okay, back over to the right. Noe's going to shoot a three and just miss it. Rebound goes down to Whitley Randall. And she dishes it over to Mara. She's going to bring it to the half-court line. Indians down 30 to 12. With 6 minutes left in the third quarter, out to Grace for the three-point shot. Up and no good, but Alexis up and no good to Whitley. Up, no good, but she saves it. I don't know how she did it. Whitley back out to Mara. Over to Alexis, to Callie. Callie's going to give it back to Alexis, back to Mara. Back to Grace. I'd like to see her shoot that again, but nope. So Whitley over to Callie. She just about. Callie's going to drive it baseline, give it out to Grace, a little 10-foot. Just a quick jumper and just misses it. Whitley up and just and gets blocked. We need to learn a fake head fake or something.
Yeah.
So Whitley gets blocked. She's going to come off the floor. And Madison Guggenbiller is going to come in and play for her. So Grace Guggenbiller is going to inbounds the play ball over to, not to Madison. Yep, to Madison. Nope. Nope, Callie Wendell's going to hustle, but the ball stays with the Indians. So tipped off by the St. Mary's Rough Riders, but it's going to stay with the Indians. And Grace Guggenbiller's going to inbounds the ball over to Mara. And she gets picked up right away. She's going to take it across over to Callie, and she's going to shoot three and just miss it. And Grace was there for the rebound, but she just tipped it with her fingertips and goes out of bounds. So St. Mary's going to dribble down, dish, a little 10-foot jumper, and misses it. Oh, man, we're just not aggressive on the rebound.
Yes.
So they get the rebound in two, 32 to 12 in favor of turnover by the Indians. Three-point shot up and no good. Rebound that goes down two, I think. Callie Wendell finally comes down with it. I'm not sure how she got it with that mess, but
did kind of a spin.
There was like 12 girls I think they all had their hand on the ball. Over to Madison, to Mara, over to Callie. So Madison, she's going to drive. Ooh, and lose it. Drive and lose it. And she's going to take it all the way to the floor, and Grace Guggenbiller gets the foul. It's either Grace or Madison. Yeah. Sure. Was it Grace?
I think it was Grace.
Yep, it was Grace. So, number five, Morgan Hess gets to go shoot two. And that was Grace's first foul. See if she can not put it in the Hall Brothers foul line here. Dang it. Hall Brothers didn't help us out there, did they? So she makes her first one. Sage Leuthold and Carly Niekamp are going to come in for Alexis and Grace Guggenbiller. Let's see if they can give us a little spark here. So our second shot is up and good. 34 to 12. Inbounds play. Callie to Sage. Over to Carly. Up to Callie Wendell. She gives us two and she gets fouled. So, yay. Good job, Callie Wendell. So she's going to go and get the old-fashioned three-point play. And St. Mary's going to substitute Noe out for number 14, Reese Rabel, a 5'8" freshman coming into play for St. Mary's. Callie's three-point play is up and good. So inbounds play, no pressure by the Indians, but they're going to, Indians don't get down on defense, and they make it easy. Mara Pearson's going to dribble down and go all the way and get fouled, but miss it. Boy, that would have been nice if she would have made that.
Yeah.
Indians are learning pretty quick. They got to get down on defense. They just got slayed pretty hard there. So Mara's going to shoot two here. See if she can get us 2 points on the board. First one is no good. Trying to figure out where they all want to be on the line. Second shot is up. And it is good.
Ooh, that's what we like to see.
Yep, that's what we need. Thank goodness for that Hall Brothers foul line.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, got to get a kudos in. Ooh. Sage. I thought Sage was going to get that steal. Nope, she's going to take a three-pointer and make it.
That did not look like it was going to go in at first.
39-16 in favor of St. Mary's. Callie Wendell's going to dribble across the half-court line. She's going to give it over to Mara. Mara's going to dribble and dish and go. Gets us two. She saw the opening. And then she hustles down, but just in time, and Madison is going to get the rebound. So nice job by the Indians. Nice hustle by Mara to get down and play defense. I think she learned real quick. Whoa. Carly Niekamp over to Callie. Callie's going to not drive, but give it over to Mara. Mara's going to drive it, though. And she spins and shoots and gives us two more. Nice job by Mara. Nice job by Mara.
Slowly
and Indians got down
away.
Real quick. Down 39-20 now. 2 minutes left to go in this third Calps Pharmacy third quarter. They're going to way back in the corner and then out to the top. Over to the right. She's the one that just popped a three a minute ago. I hope don't give her too much space is what I want to say. Oh, looks to the right. They're just taking their time. And she's going to drive and make it. It's just an easy drive baseline. So Mara's going to bring the ball down the floor. They took off the full court pressure, but nice job by Mara. Oh. She just drives in and gives us two more. Yeah, we got to watch our back door. Oh, my Lord. Nobody hears me. Nobody hears me.
I can't be too loud, can I?
No.
Pop the listeners' eardrums.
Yeah, now they're full court pressure again. So 43-22 in favor of. And Mara's going to drive, dishes out to Madison. Over to Callie, over to Carly. And timeout, Indians. Indians 43-22. And it's Calps Pharmacy third quarter. We'll be right back.
Looking for some great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes now to reserve your lanes for your holiday party or for any large orders of food for the holidays. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza, wing, and salad buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Hey, and we're back. Third quarter, Calps Pharmacy third quarter. We got a minute and 25 seconds left. The Indians are down 43-22. couple real quick plays by St. Mary's. They're just fast back. When they get a rebound, there's somebody at the end of the court already. So
yeah.
We missed that a couple times, and they got us some easy baskets. So hopefully the Indians can put a stop to that. Inbounds play to Whitley, over to Grace. She gets the ball stolen away from her. Oh, goodness sakes. Oh. And she makes a nice play. It's just spinning play. Or spinning.
Spinning basket or something.
Yep, spinning. Another turnover.
Nice block by Whitley.
Yep, nice block play by Whit. Good on the defense. So Callie Wendell with the ball. She's going to get stopped right away, over to Grace, and she's going to pop a three, and it's not going to make it. Rebound goes down to St. Mary's, and they got somebody down the floor already to score two. And Callie Wendell gets the foul. So, in for the Indians, we have Elizabeth. Makes the score 47-22.
Mara Pearson's back in for Carla Niekamp.
Yep. Again, it's once they get that rebound, we've got to turn and go. Free throw is up and no good. Rebound goes down to Whitley, over to Mara. Mara to Whitley. And she's going to drive over to Grace. Grace is going to go baseline over to Sage, to back to Grace, to in the corner for three, and good. That's the three-pointer we needed.
There we go.
Finally needed, huh?
St. Mary's takes it down the court.
Yep. Here, you got it. You got this play?
Maybe. Can try.
To the left, over to the right. There's not a whole lot to say.
Right.
Yeah. So we're staying close on defense, a little pick and roll or whatever over the top. Hey, we cause a turnover. After three, St. Mary's 47, Fort Recovery 25. We'll be back to play the last eight in a minute.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Did you know when being dismissed from the hospital, you can choose which pharmacy and medical equipment company services your needs? When you're faced with a choice, choose Kapp Pharmacy to deliver your IV medications and medical equipment to you. We're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call 1-800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. ForRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Are we back?
Yeah.
Did I miss it? Did you bring us in?
Yeah, I did a little bit.
Awesome.
I should have gave you a warning.
All right. Oh, man, I missed it. So, Fort Recovery Insurance, fourth quarter, Indians down 47-25. Mara Pearson with the ball. She's getting screened and over to Whitley. And she just misses it. She just wants a rebound. Misses another one. And it stays on our side. That's what I always tell her. I always tell her that when she misses her bunnies. You just wanted your rebound. It's padding your stats. Grace is going to get the inbounds play to Whitley, and she's going to drive it in, and she gets fouled and gives us two. A little touch foul. I'm not sure. I don't know. It's a good call, though.
Might have been her hair.
Yeah. So she's going to go to the Hall Brothers foul line here. I hope I'm getting my sponsors in good enough here. Yes, and that's another point for Whitley Ramble. 28-47 in favor of. And she's going to drive and just miss it. Rebound down to Whit, over to Mara. She's going to take it probably the full court.
Oh.
Nope. Too bad, because she made that, didn't
she? Yeah, she did.
She gets fouled before she gets to shoot it. So good. Good hustle by Mara. Inbounds play for the Indians under the basket. Grace Guggenmiller. She gets it into Whitley.
and over to Mara. Mara's going to take it up and miss it. Oh, but Elizabeth is going to come down with it. Oh, she gets over the back. Darn it. So quick three-point shot by St. Mary. She misses it. Mara comes down with it. She gets killed, but she comes down with it. Nice hustle by Mara to get the rebound. She's going to take the ball over the half-court line and drive, and she turns it over. Not quite sure where she was going with it. So another turnover for the Indians, and Grace Buechenbiller makes a nice stop on the play. Almost a steal. She just deflected it, so goes out of bounds on the Indians. So inbounds play for St. Mary's. And nobody sees this girl out here. There we go. Elizabeth sees her. Good. Good. And it's like,
foul.
She's still left.
Inbounds play. Foul by, I think, Whitley. Yep. That's a third. And she was shooting, so she's going to shoot two. So in this, on the Hall Brothers foul line here, hoping the Hall Brothers steps in and helps us out. And she misses it, and she does not. She makes it. 48-28 in favor of St. Mary's. To the basket. Eva's got her girl here. And nice play by Noe for the St. Mary's Rough Riders. Up 28 in favor of the St. Mary's Rough Riders. An inbounds play under the basket. Goes high to number 33. Whitley gets the steal. Oh, had the steal. Oh, yeah, you can't do that, honey. Yeah, she double dribbled. I can see that if she's double dribbling. Double dribbling. So Mara's going to bring the ball down the floor here. No pressure from St. Mary's. Over to Mara. She gave it to Kat. Mara's going to drive in and give us two. Nice job, Mara. So no pressure by the Indians. They're going to bring the ball down the floor nice and easy. 30-51. And a little pick and roll doesn't work, but she's left wide open for the three. Wide open for the three. Eva over to Mara. Whitley over to, she's going to drive in and lose the ball off her foot, but we get it. Over to Alexis, shoots a three, misses it, goes out. And no play by the St. Mary's, can't make the play, but they got a three-point shot shooter that just buries another three-pointer. Left wide open. So Indians down 57-30. Ball's coming down the floor again. Over to Eva, over to Alexis. Over to Whitley, to Callie. She's going to go up for three, and she drains it. Nice play by Callie. Nice job, Callie Wendell. Nice shot by Callie Wendell. 33-57 in this Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. No pick and roll there. We got Eva Kollig out there playing Hurston Varsity. Nice driving basket. Just got past her girl for the baseline for two. Mara's going to bring the ball down the floor. She wants two more, and she's going to get two at the line. Misses the shot she took up, but she got fouled, so that's what we want. So we'll see if she can get us two more points here. Her first shot is up and good.
There you go. Like to see that.
So now we have Elizabeth Alleg in for Callie and Madison in for Whitley. 2 minutes and 44 seconds left to go in this Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. And we've got Mara Pearson at the Hall Brothers foul line, hoping to get us another point. Nope, but she just misses it. Rebound goes down to St. Mary's. Over to the right.
Little screen pick and roll doesn't work, but Mara Pearson's going to get the steal.
Maybe.
I thought she was going to get a layup, but
to
Elizabeth. She gets fouled. So nice steal by Mara Pearson. Turnover by St. Mary's. So we'll see about. We've got Elizabeth on the Hall Brothers foul line here. We'll see if she can get us two. She's been a nice little scrapper player.
Very scrappy.
Yep, she just plays in full nose defense. I love it. So Kenzie's going to come in and play for Mara. See if Elizabeth can get us another point here.
Oh, just misses it. Oh, but Madison misses it. Comes down with a rebound. Elizabeth had it and turned it over.
So good hustle by Elizabeth. And Madison for getting there, making the play out of that. So.
Nice job. Kenzie is in her face defense.
On top of her.
Yep. So out to the front here, to the top, to the right. We got 2 minutes left to go in this fourth quarter. Indians down 59-34. Alexis gets the steal. She dishes it over to Kenzie. Kenzie over to Madison, and she's just going to take it. If you're going to leave me open, I'm going to take it.
She makes a three-pointer.
Yeah, nice little three-pointer.
Yeah.
I mean, she left her wide open and didn't put a hand in the face, so why not? I love that Madison was brave enough to just take it, so good for her.
Very confident, too.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, so Alexis trying to make another play. Ooh, and Kenzie almost gets the steal. No, but she gets a foul. Nice hustle by Kenzie Gerke. I thought she was good, but so Carla Niekamp is going to come in and play for a little bit for Alexis. Okay, inbounds play, St. Mary's. Ooh, I think Kenzie's like, I got 5 fouls in 1 minute. I might use them.
No, not a bad idea.
She is pretty close.
Yeah.
She is right on her. So Madison over to Carly just misses the steal. Over to the right side. She's going to drive in and just miss it. Or I guess dish it out. They're trying to get it in, but nope. Indians. Turnover by St. Mary's. So Indians come up with the ball. Madison's going to bring the ball down the floor. She gives it over to Eva. Eva's going to shoot a three-pointer, and it goes short. Rebound goes down to St. Mary's. And they're going to bring the ball down the floor here with 30 seconds left to go in this Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. And they're probably just going to toss this ball back and forth here for these last 25 seconds. So Indians are going to get their, I believe, their fifth loss. I think they are 1-5 now. So Indians 37, St. Mary's 59. 5, 4, 3, 2, and game over. Okay, so again, in Fort Recovery Indians 37, St. Mary's 59. We'll be right back with the few stats unofficial that we have.
Yep.
Seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Looking for some great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes now to reserve your lanes for your holiday party or for any large orders of food for the holidays. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza, wing, and salad buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
All right, we're back here with the Miracle Lanes post-game show.
Yeah. So I don't have a whole lot of stats. I have the best, most unofficial, I guess you could say. Leading us scoring-wise, we had Mara Pearson with 14, Callie Wendell with 10, and the next best was Whitley with 5. Maddie Guggenbiller and Grace Guggenbiller each had a three-pointer. So, and then Sage Luthorpe also came in and had 2 points as well. So rebound-wise, it looks like Whitley led us with 5-10, I believe. And then I think Mara ended up with 3, Callie with 2. So, and then as far as turnovers go, I think we kind of lost track a little bit there towards the end. So,
yep.
Yeah, I mean, there was just Fort Recovery just had a lot. And I feel like we probably got out-rebounded as well.
Yeah.
Just by the throws down the full length of the court by St. Mary's when they would get the rebound. So that's about all I have for stats-wise. So, again, Indians fall tonight against the St. Mary's Rough Riders with a score of 59-37. And I think that's all I have for the Miracle Lanes post-game show.
So. All right.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Kids think that a Christmas present has to have a controller, batteries, and involve staring at a TV for hours? Then stop by Hall Brothers and let's prove them wrong. Hall Brothers has a great collection of farm toys. That's toy tractors, combines, skid loaders, pedal tractors, puzzles, play sets, and teddy bears. There's Case IH, Kubota, and International Harvester toys. Also, Hall Brothers has clothes like coats, hats, and sweatshirts for adults. Christmas shop at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
We're back on the Miracle Lanes post-game show, and don't know if Coach Gann's going to come out. I think she's giving the girls a good pep talk. And I wasn't listening the whole game, but Ava, what was your thoughts on how we played?
I think we played really well. It was definitely hard keeping up with the Rough Riders and all their, you know, running back and forth.
They're pretty scrappy, and their defense was a little tough. We didn't handle the ball as well as we should have, but overall I kind of thought we played okay against what I think is a very good team. So we'll see if Coach Gann's going to come out, but looks like she's going to stay in there. Let's take another quick break and we'll come back and talk about the upcoming games and maybe talk to Coach Gann if she comes out. But let's take another break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the winter weather rolling in, don't forget to stop by and have your windshield wipers replaced. Also, with the Christmas right around the corner, get that hard-to-buy-for person a gift certificate for a full detail at Hastings Auto. This includes wash, wax, interior shampoo, and your engine degree. Give us a call at 419-375-4617 here at Hastings Auto Sales in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Looking for some great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes now to reserve your lanes for your holiday party or for any large orders of food for the holidays. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza, wing, and salad buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Mary Kalane's. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. We're back on the Wayne's, or excuse me, thinking of the Wayne Street Market pregame show. This is the Miracle Lanes postgame show.
Yep.
We're ending, not starting. So Indians go down 58-37, and looks like Coach Gann is going to come up and talk with us here. So, but not, yep.
There you go.
So Coach Gann, you know, score didn't look so good, but what I think we played them even in the second half, didn't we, I believe?
Yeah. You know, and that's the thing is, did we play even? I don't even know.
I think they beat us by one, if I remember right.
Second half?
Yeah. I think we were down 21, maybe, if I remember correctly. It's going to be pretty close anyway, I think. We lost by 20, and that's where it kind of stayed most of the second half. So we were down into maybe 12 or 15, and might have been down 22 or 3 or 4 or 5. So kind of went back and forth. Mara had a nice little streak there, but I think she scored maybe 7 or 8 points in a row herself. So, but I thought we played decent against a very good team. What are good and bad things out of what came out tonight?
I think the thing, like I said, we talked about it early, we knew they were going to be a good team.
Yeah.
So I thought when we were able to get our defense set, I thought we defensively communicated a lot better than we have been in the past. Mm. But that game was a very fast-paced game. So we're talking about not being able to necessarily contain things that we should be able to control. So some turnovers, obviously, things that we know we've been fighting. Those turnovers would lead to fast breaks, which means we don't have a chance to set up in our half-court defense. Yep. But when we could slow things down, then I felt like we defended pretty well. Mm-hmm. And obviously, we got tired there in the end of the third quarter, and they scored probably 8 points in a row just because we were tired.
Yeah.
And that's no excuse, and I tell those guys the same thing. You know, we're tired. We got to get ourselves out and get somebody else in there. So I think in the takeaways here is defensively, like I said, that was been a huge focus, and we did some good things in the half-court set. And the bigger thing is this game has been kind of teetering around that 20-point game. Mm-hmm. So I love that when we put girls, whether you're the first person off the bench or the 12th person off the bench, everybody that came in gave us some really good minutes.
Yeah.
And everybody that played there, like I said, they went out and did some things and got a little better today. And I think that's just got to be the key. And that's kind of the thing we keep talking about. And we have to put that winning as a secondary thing because, mm-hmm. again, we're at game 6 here. You know, we've got, math previously in my day, we got 16 more games. So if every game we can, you know, fix one little thing. So if it screens this game and we go and tack, you know, help side defense the next game, you know, we get 16 more chances to fix 16 different things before we roll in the tournament time. You know, I really like our chances. So if we can just focus on one thing each one of these games and try to slowly chisel at this, knowing that we've got some fundamental gaps, I like our chances when tournament time comes.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what we have to focus on. And so we got to keep these guys working hard and showing up, and honestly, we got to keep them healthy. It is definitely that time of the year, and we're seeing it a little bit on our team as far as who's coming to practice, who's not, and we're trying to keep those kids home so we don't kind of keep it going.
And you can almost live with some cold and flu kind of stuff. You just don't want injuries.
Well, yeah, you know, and we don't want that puking sickness either.
No, that's not
good. We got a couple of those.
Yeah,
so
that's not good, but we just definitely don't want injuries.
No,
those can't be helped, and that things like that happen. So
yeah, and we kind of got a tough stretch here going into Christmas. I mean, we got today, and we got Thursday, and we got Saturday down in Mechanicsburg. We come back and practice on Monday. We have a Tuesday game. We got a Wednesday, which are very short practices with religion, and then you know Thursday we go again.
Yep.
So we got a weird stretch here. So we kind of have to kind of rely on that autopilot. Some things that we've been talking about, but I know they're probably not excited about Christmas break, but I am, because I used to not like that stretch of no games, but we need it. We need that time to be able to take some time off and let our bodies kind of reheal and get that other stuff to pass, and then get back to the gym to really be able to work hard on some fundamental and drill type stuff that we can get shifted over into some game stuff.
Yeah. So what do we know about Parkway? Have you looked at, do you know much about them yet?
You know, they've got some girls. So yeah. The Stoberg girl obviously has been around for as long as I've been around.
Yeah.
And she was really good when she's a freshman, and she was really good when she's a sophomore, and here she is as a junior, and she's still pretty good.
Yeah.
She's been pretty quiet lately, but she's a pretty good player for them.
Yeah.
And then obviously the Hughes girl,
yes,
which is Lynn's girl.
Yeah.
She's obviously made some stuff lately. She's had some great rebounding, and she crashes hard and works really hard. And then they got another girl that can shoot some threes. And so they're pretty good little team there that they're, and again, they could probably understand where we're kind of at here, because two, three years ago, you know, they're just working and building and you know, slowly chiseling at those same kind of the skills. And so here you're going to have a pretty good Parkway team.
Yep.
So,
yep.
We're going to have to defend and execute.
Well, let's do that then.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're planning on it. So thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Thanks a bunch, Coach.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
And, we'll see you on Thursday. Ava, do you have the upcoming games?
Yep.
Obviously, Thursday, we just talked about that, but you can go through that.
So, Thursdays, the girls will host Parkway. It's our broadcast with the NFHS video. Still struggle to say that. Friday, there's a boys game at Parkway. We're broadcasting that with the NFHS video available. Saturday, the girls are at Mechanicsburg, 3 p.m., JV start, and we are also broadcasting that, and we're going to try to make it over to the boys' game at Ansonia is our broadcast as well, with the NFHS video available as well.
Yeah, so we're running into problem after problem with Saturday. So that Saturday is still to be determined. Those games will be played, and we will do what we can to bring those games to you. But our normal broadcast isn't going to be able to be done on both of those, and we're working on alternate broadcasts, because what happens is with Mechanicsburg, where the girls are playing with a 3 o'clock JV start, that's not going to be over till 6 o'clock. It's an hour and 45 minutes back from Mechanicsburg, and a 20-minute setup of the equipment, that gets us to 8 o'clock. That's about halftime of the boys varsity. So I'm not sure exactly how we're going to do stuff. We may skip the Mechanicsburg game. And sometimes we have some problems in the gym at Ansonia. We may be able to do both games, one game or the other game, or neither. So we're going to have to, that's all to be determined, and we may go to those places and still not be able to get them done. So we'll do what we can. But we'll get it all figured out, and anything we can do, we're going to do. Sometimes the Tiger will broadcast some Ansonia games, and we could simulcast theirs, but they are not broadcasting as of now on Saturday, so we can't simulcast them. It's either us or nobody, from what I can tell, at both of those places. So we're just going to have to figure it out and do what we can. So anything else you want to add, Ava?
No, I mean, I think we played the best we could against that team today.
Yeah,
so.
And I thought we, you know, the second half, especially in spurts, you know, they got good and ahead of us at halftime. But we played them basically point for point in the second half. So it worked out pretty well, I thought, for the Indians. Again, a non-league game, so if you win, you win. You lose, you lose. You know, that doesn't hurt you in the league. But as Coach Gann, I don't remember if she said it on the air or not, but we're trying to win as much as we can so we get a decent draw in the tournament. We obviously know we're going to be in the tournament. We hope we can get a decent draw, and the more we win, the better draw we'll get. But, you know, even if we have to go and play one of the best teams around in the first round, we'll just go. I think we're going to be a pretty good team by the end of the season. You know, we still have, as she was saying, 16 games left to keep on improving. So I think we're going to be fine. So, well, I think that's going to be it. We're going to wrap it up here for Diana Rammel, for Ava Shane. We appreciate you listening, and we'll see you again on Thursday. That'll be here at home and against Parkway. Thanks for listening.
For listening to a Fort Recovery.
Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Merry Christmas from all of us here at Fort Recovery Radio.
You chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin.